You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And on a midweek Wednesday, we welcome you to the Gym Class here in KGYM. As we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here at 3:04. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our studios in the southwest side. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And you, the most important component, our listener. And welcome into the program presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. And you can find out more about DuPaco by going to their website, DuPaco.com, and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up today on the eve of the PGA Championship, which will get underway tomorrow morning, bright and early, in Rochester, New York, on the East Course at Oak Hill Country Club, venerable Oak Hill Country Club. Going to talk about that. If you have a question for Brian as far as your individual game is concerned, please get that to us. You can even do so right now on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Phone line, same number. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this Wednesday here on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Final chance today to get registered to possibly win the 2 general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We will have that coming up in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, I've got the questions right here, ready to go, as I show them to Mark and Isaac. Ready to go. I did a lot of thought, put a lot of thought into it. So I think we got 3 good ones to close things out here today. Our winner today will join up with and remind me of our fantastic listener, Isaac. I know yesterday was Noah from Iowa City. Mm-hmm. Is it Steve from Carmel?
Yeah, it was Steve.
Steve from Carmel. From Carmel, Indiana. Very good. So we're going to talk, we're going to pick today's winner, first person that can come up with the correct answer to the 3 Indy 500 trivia questions that I have ready to go. Easy, slightly harder, and a little harder. I don't know. Maybe I made them too. Spencer said I've made them a little bit too difficult. I may have. I don't know. What do you think, Mark? You knew most of them.
Yeah, I would have qualified both days. And okay. I'm not a huge race fan by any means. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. No, I think they're just fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
All right. Well, we're going to get a winner today. And we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update as well for you coming up on the program here today. And as I mentioned, going to talk a lot about golf. PGA Championship gets underway tomorrow. We're going to talk about the weather because this could be fun. It is not going to be Chamber of Commerce weather in Rochester, New York for 4 days. That's what it looks like. So we'll talk about that. And again, if you have a question about your game, go ahead and you can even send it right now if you'd like. And Brian will answer that for you. And we'll have it at 319-366-1600. We've got NBA basketball for you tonight. That is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City, Steve Anderson and his team. We had game one in the West last night. We've got game one in the East tonight, Mark.
Question is, will Boston beat the Heat tonight? Yes or no?
Will they stay cool or no? I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I get what you mean. That is the question. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. And we'll have the game tonight at 7 o'clock with the pregame, all of our frequencies, and just past 7:30 with the tip-off for that one. A little later in tip-off last night with the Lakers in Denver. Denver winning game one, surviving a late Laker closeout,
yeah,
if you would, and caught some of the game. And Lakers are doing what the Lakers have done well in the first two rounds of this series, and that is get LeBron James, get him on his side, clear it out with a shooter. The shooter makes the threes. Lakers play well. Shooters didn't make as many threes last night, so Denver played well. Jokic was very good last night for Denver. They got a fun team. They're a fun team. They get up and down. I mean, it's not... They got a couple of big-time players, but it's not a team chock-full of superstars, certainly. But Denver played well last night.
Yeah, he was incredible, certainly in the first half, putting up numbers that a lot of people never seen before. He had a terrific game, triple-double, and led to Denver to a 1-0 lead.
1-0 lead in that particular series, best of seven. Miami-Boston coming up tonight. All these pregames are going to be at 7 o'clock, so that makes it a lot easier to keep track of. And if you're a hockey fan out there, I'm a hockey fan. I know Brian's a hockey fan. If the two conference finals series end early, we do have the opportunity to pick up some of the NHL games. They don't actually start for a couple more days. And we will have the Stanley Cup Finals because they will alternate the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals. So,
isn't it weird Boston's not in it after the season it
are
had?
Are you kidding?
Wow.
President's Cup trophy winners. And Celtics are making a lot of people smile in Boston that were pretty down in the dumps after the Bruins got taken out. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Again, if you have a question about your golf game, you can get it in early. And we'll talk about that with Brian coming up in just a little bit. And we're going to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up as well. We will do that here in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to do this. Isaac, are you ready? We're going to do this on the fly, my friend.
I am all set if you're good to go.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get our last contestant signed up and go into the drawing for the two general admission tickets to the 107th Indianapolis 500, which comes up a week from this Sunday, May the 28th. We'll have it for you right here on KGYM. We already have Steve and Noah into the grand prize drawing. We need one more contestant. And if you'd like to be that contestant, give us a call right now. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll get everybody put in the queue, and we'll start with caller number six and go from there. And we'll get all the information coming up here, names, etc., etc. And maybe you're going to be that. Brian, you are not eligible, by the way. Sorry. Sorry about that, Brian. But we're going to get somebody, going to get them lined up and ready to go. Already, by the way, questions coming in for you, Brian. So
awesome.
That is awesome. We will get to those coming up in just a moment. We're going to get to Mark's Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well for you here in just a little bit as we get our final contestant lined up and ready to go. And when they are, we will try to get them some trivia that is fairly easy, but not, you know, easy, too easy.
It's not Stump the Schwab type stuff.
No, it is not Stump the Schwab type stuff. All right. We have with us Matt in Fairfax today. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, doing great. Doing fantastic. How's your race trivia recall?
So-so, I guess.
All right. Here we go. Matt, question number one. This is the easier of the three. What does the winner drink immediately following the victory in Victory Lane?
Milk.
We got one. Very good. Matt is one-third of the way into possibly getting in the third person for the drawing. Okay, here you go. Question number two. Even though it is called the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is not in Indianapolis proper. What town is the speedway located in?
Oh, boy.
What town is the speedway located in?
Speedway, Indiana.
There you go.
Love it.
All right. One more for you, Matt. All right. What female driver has had the highest finish ever in an Indianapolis 500?
Oh,
One more, Matt. What female driver had the highest finish in the Indianapolis 500?
Janet Guthrie.
Oh. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry.
Didn't he mean to say Danica?
Well, maybe. All right, Matt, thanks for trying, man. All right, let's go to James in Cedar Rapids is up next. Now, if James was a good listener, he should be ready to go for this. How you doing, James?
Good.
What does the winner drink in Victory Lane, James?
Milk.
They usually take a swig and then dump it all over themselves, which is, and then they keep the hat in the driver's suit, and I can't imagine what that smells like after about, anyway. Question number two, what town is the Speedway located in?
Can you repeat that?
What city, even though it is the Indianapolis 500, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, what town is the Speedway located in?
Speedway?
Yes, Speedway. And finally, what female driver has had the highest finish ever in the Indianapolis 500? Female driver. Highest finish ever.
All going all the way back?
Well, I mean, going back to 77, that was the first year of a lady drove in the Indy 500. Give it the college guess.
Well, I know what the previous answer was, and the girl that dated Aaron Rodgers.
Can we accept that?
Sure.
Isaac, panel, can we accept that? I mean, it's
right. I know her name.
Right. It's right. She did date Aaron Rodgers for a while.
Right. She's famous. She's brunette. She's 5'3". Model.
You've got everything except the name. So we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you, James. Danica Patrick.
God, I knew it.
All right, James, congratulations. And
Thank you. Stay on the line.
I'm going to put you on hold, and Isaac's going to get your information, all right?
I appreciate that, guys.
All right, thank you, James. Appreciate it. All right, there you go. He knew it. He just couldn't think of the name.
I know the feeling.
Well, we've all had that. So James is our third contestant. So tomorrow we will pick from James, Steve, and also from, Noah from Iowa City. We will pick from one of those three. They will be our grand prize winner and pick up the two general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. All right. Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil Sideaway scoreboard update, and then we're going to come back and talk golf with you here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. So this Emil Sideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot. And they are online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. Wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar and bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area.
A lot of afternoon baseball, guys. One final in the books. Pittsburgh has defeated Detroit 8-0. Thank you, Pirates.
Yes, thank you, Pirates.
Cincinnati on top of Colorado right now, top of the fifth, 3-0. The Dodgers have regained the lead against the Twins, 2-1, bottom of four. Arizona leading Oakland 1-0 early on in the top of the third. Top of the second, the Giants have jumped out to a 4-0 lead over the Phillies. And everything else, I'm sorry, Kansas City, San Diego, just getting underway. In the Midwest League, the Cedar Rapids Colonels had their five-game winning streak snapped in a noon game against Peoria, 6-4. Two former State of Iowa women's basketball stars have made rosters of the WNBA teams, Ashley Jones of Iowa State will start the season with the Dallas Wings. Megan Gustafson, already in her fourth year.
Crazy.
Doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
She apparently will be on the roster of the Phoenix Mercury. And one day after, Iowa announced it would enter an agreement with Des Moines Brewery to help support the NIL, Swarm Beer. The University of Cincinnati has done something similar, partnering with a beer company in Ohio to support its NIL.
There you go. There you go. There are going to be a lot more, too. Trust me on that one. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. Before we do that, though, I want to let you know this is a very popular group. The Dropkick Murphys are going to be on tour to support their just-released acoustic album. And that is and I hope
the Dropkick what?
Murphys.
Brian knows
the Dropkick Murphys. Yeah, Amica Rising, the lyrics of Woody Guthrie. They're going to be at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse here in Cedar Rapids, and that will be on Wednesday, October the 18th. KGYM listeners, if you're a Dropkick Murphys fan, you can buy pre-sale tickets only tomorrow from 10 to 10 with the pre-sale code that is listed on our website at kgymradio.com. So go visit the website, get that, use the code, go see the Dropkick Murphys, and have a good time.
Great name.
They are. It's a Celtic band. They're awesome. They're awesome. If you're a Blackhawks fan, you know all about the Dropkick Murphys. So we're going to take a break, come back, and we are going to get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Plenty to talk to in the world of golf, and we'll do that when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be a nice sunny day today, just a little hazy due to smoke from Canadian wildfires in overhead. Otherwise, we are going to have a nice pleasant afternoon with temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Tonight will be mostly clear with temperatures dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow gets warmer, we'll be in the 80s for highs, and we'll have the chance for some scattered showers and storms mainly in the evening through the night into early Friday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel. But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you at 3:23. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday edition of the show. We talk golf every other week with Brian Haas. And Brian, of course, our resident pro here on Caddy Smack for lo these many years. And Brian's fighting some allergies today. So you and Mark and the rest of the crew, it's a big boat you're in out there, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I have definitely some allergies and just fighting my voice a little bit today, but I'll do my best.
You're going to be fine. You're going to get through it. Everything's going to be ready to go. And speaking of ready to go, questions for Brian. We already got several of them here at 319-366-1600. If you have a question about your game, ways it can be improved, something you would like to have Brian just kind of ponder over a little bit, don't hesitate to send us a text. Again, that is 319-366-1600, and we will get to talking about the PGA Championship, which gets underway tomorrow at Oak Hill. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. And also, your journey coming up soon, right? To the Senior Open, possibly?
It is, but I have to tell you, I had to bow out.
Oh, no!
Besides having some allergies, I have injured the palm of my hand.
Oh.
Yeah, so I've been playing through it a little bit, and last Friday I played a round of golf, and I thought, all right, after I play that round, how do I feel the next day? And I had to start all over with my injury again, so I had to bow out.
That's a shame. But you know what? You did the right thing because it opens up a spot for somebody else.
It does, yeah. And I thought, you know, if I can't go there and play my very best golf, and it was, you know, bugging me while I was playing, that I thought I should let that be open for someone.
Well, others have had injuries too. What do, Brian? Just to don't play, or
like Jordan Spieth last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing sparingly, so just once a week to see how it's coming along. And it's kind of a bruise in the left part of my left hand pad, and I don't know if it's a bruise or what it is. I'm struggling with it, and so I'll see a doctor this week. Now it's been a couple of weeks, and I probably need to have somebody look at it.
There you go. All right, we got questions lined up for Brian here at 3:26 on Caddy Smack and the Gym Class. Again, if you have a question, go ahead and send it to us, or you can even give us a call at 319-366-1600. And first question today, thoughts on club fitting versus lessons, and what do you do first? I mean, they go hand in hand with one another, really.
They do. So your body size and how your body works won't change immensely with golf lessons. You might change slightly in a lie angle, possibly in speed. As you were mentioning it, they do go hand in hand. If I see a lot of speed in a player when we first meet, and this is why I do the meet and greets, so it's to figure out what needs to come first. And I do have lots of players that are great athletes and they don't show me any speed, and I know they're going to have a lot of speed coming. I won't do their fitting right away. I'll use a lot of my gear and just keep using my gear as we go through the lesson portion of it. If the player's showing me a lot of speed right away with whatever gear they already have, I don't have an issue fitting them first. It's probably the best way to go so that they develop a swing for a club that fits them properly, because a lot of players will develop swings for clubs that don't fit them, so then their swing isn't very good. So it's one of those things where you have to kind of figure out what needs to come first. It's not an easy answer, but most of the time you can be fit first.
9267 on the text line, Brian. Really an all-encompassing question. Any pre-round warm-up suggestions? I mean, there's players that get to the golf course, don't have time to hit balls, stretching, what have you. What's your recommendation?
Yeah, I'll start real quick with the, you know, you're arriving. Like tonight, I'm going to go play 9 holes in men's league at Quail Creek, and I'm going to arrive right on time. So as soon as I get out of the truck, I'm going to have to stretch a little bit. So I'll make sure that my legs are moving. And so I like to sit back kind of on my ankles and get my tops of my legs loose and my calves loose. And then I'll do some rotational things. So I'll make some slow rotational swings and get myself moving for that first tee. If you have a little bit of time, though, I like obviously do the same thing when I get out of the car, but head over to the range, start low. Try not to hit too many balls with one club. I'll hit the same club at the beginning until I hit a couple good solid shots, and then I like to flip through clubs about every 4 or 5 balls so that, because when you're playing, you only hit one shot per club, you know, as you're playing along. I try not to do a lot of repeat swings with the same golf club, because that's not what you're going to do on the golf course.
And to back that up, you see so many people that are out on the range and they hit balls for an hour. I mean,
and start with the driver.
Yeah, start with the driver, yeah. Stay with it, and hit balls for an hour. Yeah. I mean, that's not the best way to go about it.
There are people that like to beat balls, right? And their bodies will take it, and that's okay. But I still recommend trying to not hit more than 4 or 5 balls per club then if you're going to hit a lot of balls, just so that you keep rolling through your bag. And because if you hit 25 drivers and then try to hit your pitching wedge, that's hard to do. It's hard to change your body angle all the way down to the shortest club in your bag from the longest club and vice versa, anything in between. So it's a good idea to roam through your bag randomly and hit very few balls at a time. So if you hit one or two solid, move to the next club.
7508, I think this is a great question. he or she is a 15-ish handicapper.
It's a good golfer.
17-year-old Pings.
Okay.
59 years old. How much difference would new fitted clubs make?
Well, that age and era was built for a different golf ball than what we can even purchase today. So you would benefit quite a bit. So the newer irons are faster. The faces are different. And the club that you're playing, it was a solid metal piece. It was just one piece made. Our current clubs are built like cars. There's a chassis, and then there's multiple parts to it, and the face happens to be one of them. So they're able to make that face as fast as they want. So you can buy speed if you want it in your irons. That is absolutely available. And because we can move all those parts where we want inside that chassis, we can build a really fast face and still fly the ball like you would a normal 7-iron of what maybe a tour player plays. And but you're going to hit it quite a bit farther. So if you hand that club to a tour player, they're going to hit a 7-iron 230 yards or some goofy number like that because of how fast they're moving that golf club. And so you would definitely be able to buy some speed, distance, probably even quite a bit of accuracy.
The other thing would be, I'm sure in, from age 42 to age 59, you're not going to be able to swing that club as fast. I mean,
yeah.
Father Time is undefeated, and
right.
You're probably going to have to get if you had a extra stiff shaft or a stiff shaft, you're probably going to have to go to a regular shaft maybe at that point. I don't know.
Yeah, when it comes to the shafts, there's not as much change in them as you would think. It has more in what you feel. So from a stiff shaft to a regular flex or from a regular flex to an A-flex, there's not going to be massive differences there. But what the player feels will be different. It'll be very boardy, obviously, for a stiffer shaft, and it could feel too soft for somebody that swings fast if we go into an R-flex. But as far as the physics go, it's not too crazily different. However, when the shaft feels good, you feel good, then you tend to swing better. So those pieces are always very important.
7508 says he'd like an appointment. You will we'll get the information to you here before before 4 o'clock here today. 6917 here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Mark with a good question. Do you have it up there?
I will in a second. Yeah. How do I introduce my 4-year-old to the game?
Oh, great question. So that's fun, right? That's the best part. The biggest thing you can do with a child just starting out is just kind of get their hands as close as you can to each other. Don't worry about making a perfect grip, and really it's more about the motion of the swing, and you can do that with anything. So start with a tennis ball in their hand, and have them take the ball above their head, and then throw it down where the golf ball would be in between their 2 feet. And start that way, and the ball will hit the ground, and it'll bounce up and go out. And teach them that way. So there's all kinds of different things you can do. At TPI, they're teaching kids in a whole different way. They're doing sports motion and not necessarily hitting golf balls. So they're doing all these motions and turning and throwing and moving to their left if they're a right-handed player, and really moving both directions because you want to be able to move in both directions laterally and go in that route. But again, if you're just going to start simply, get their hands as close as you can together on the grip each time, and then just start working on their motion toward the target.
When do you know it's time that you can take your child to the course?
they will tell you, right? They'll start hitting shots, and they're going to be past what you know. And they're going to be at a point where you look at them and they go, they need real help. And they'll show you right away. And as they get there and they start getting balls airborne, that's probably the best time to find a junior program for them.
Yeah. And make it fun.
Absolutely.
Make it fun. I mean, and also they are going to pick up anything you do on the golf course.
And teach them to swing as fast as they can, right? Get them rotating and balance as fast as they can go. Get them to swing that golf club because that's where the game's headed. That's where we all play today and understanding how our bodies work. So other sports are great for golf. And you know, basketball is one of them because you have a lot of lateral movement and eye-hand coordination in basketball. And you know, baseball is not even terrible anymore because heck, they're using TrackMan now to measure baseball players. And so the two sports have not necessarily merged together, but their technologies have, and how they're going about getting players to where they want them to be is all merged together.
PGA Championship coming up, Brian, and a lot of questions to ask you. Mine is the Donald Ross design. We are fortunate to have Cedar Rapids Country Club here in town, a Donald Ross course.
Right.
Signature, elevated greens, a lot of trees and whatnot, although they took out a bunch.
They took out a bunch.
At Oak Hill.
Right.
But
a lot of those courses are going back to the original designs.
So much different than a Pete Dye course.
Well, yeah. Where Pete Dye course is more carry and point-to-point kind of play. Even though this will be somewhat of a Parkland-like golf course, which means it's somewhat tree-lined, it's not point-to-point play so much. It's just that it's tree-lined. It'll be fun to watch. The elevated greens we don't see a lot of, and that calls for a different type of shot into the green, much higher lofted shots. So they will play that probably a little closer to what they play Augusta at.
What's that hole in the front nine, Scott? Oh, you know too, Brian, that it's a par four straight away, but that the green is severely elevated.
Like where? Oak Hill or here?
Six. No. At CRCC.
Oh, that's on the back. That's that is 13.
Okay. Yeah.
13. The mound. The
perfect mound. Example, yeah. Well, yeah, actually the first and 18th hole at CRCC.
Yeah.
Yep. Or is it 14? Somebody's right now in their car yelling at me.
Yeah, me too, for real. You know, that particular hole, though, whatever it was, 13 or 14, but I've played that enough times where I'm
14.
Going,
it's 14.
Do I sit back further or do I go all the way up there and try to pitch it up there? I have not found that perfect. So I need a member to tell me how to play.
Well, and it's interesting because as you mentioned, Brian, we had, of course, Mr. Pritchard come in and redo CRCC, and then Mother Nature
redid it again.
But as far as Oak Hill is concerned, I believe his name, I know his last name's Green. I think it's Andrew Green. He's a very, very hot young redesigner, if you will.
Right.
He redid Congressional. I think he's going to redo Medina, as a matter of fact. And a couple of other courses that are just steeped in history. And Oak Hill's steeped in history as well, but they just thought it was time. Like you said, it seems to be, golf is cyclical just like anything else. Everything is going back now kind of away from the tree-lined golf courses, just opening things up a little bit more, getting more good vistas, things like that, and a little bit more playable with a little bit more rough.
Yeah, and I'm not calling myself a designer by any means, but a couple of my courses in my past, you know, for instance, Sand Creek in Chesterton, Indiana, was one where we took a few holes. We took some of the trees out, right? They were killing the greens. There was no grass on there. We're basically putting on sand, just shards of grass, sporadically. And after we took that out, that is one of the most beautiful greens and holes. It's in perfect condition all the time because you're managing the sunlight and the
airflow.
Yeah. And how much water will stay on it during the day, because once it's dewy in the morning, and then they obviously watered the golf course, and that evening or that next morning, once that sun starts to come out, if it's still shaded, there's water on there, you're basically boiling the greens. And you need that water to evaporate before the sun really gets out there. Otherwise, you're causing damage. So that's why trees are bad for golf courses. It's really hard on the turf.
Yeah, and you can have trees. I mean, we don't want to just flatten out the whole thing.
No.
But, you know, like you said, and that's why you go to a lot of resort courses and you see fans around the greens because right. they're trying to, you know, right. modernize that whole process.
And, well, you also look at courses like where they're playing the PGA and Cedar Rapids Country Club, for that matter, and they went back to original designs. Well, in the original designs, the trees weren't there. So those designers didn't want those trees there. They didn't put them in to begin with. And they would have said, here's your tree plan if they wanted trees in there. And for instance, like Blue Top had a tree plan and to add trees, not in play, but to right. outline the course to give it some definition. And so those trees were never meant to be in play at Blue Top, for instance. They're there to give definition. And most of those designers design their courses that way. It's the members and the committees at the country clubs that say, we need more trees. This isn't difficult enough. And for me, that's adding the windmill and the clown's nose to your golf course. And I think you should go with the original designer's thoughts and stick with it.
Yeah, very much so. 319-366-1600 here at 340. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas joining us here in studio. And we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk more golf. If you have a question for Brian, go ahead and give us a call or give us a text at 319-366-1600. And we'll be back with more after this here on KGYM.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Keep your home's landscape protected with Mezzina's Animal Stopper Repellent Sprays. They're liquid repellents for preventing animals, pests, and rodents from rummaging through your landscaping or garden. Right now, get a 32-ounce, ready-to-use bottle of repellent spray for only $7.99 after 11% off. Good through May 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Get the playoffs to pay off with Elite Sportsbook. Place a wager of $200 or more on your favorite pro basketball team and get a $20 free bet. It's just that easy to get into the action. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of a bet rebound up to $250. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
What if a quarterback completed 4 out of 5 of his passes, or a point guard hit 4 out of 5 shots beyond the arc? Well, now when you're hiring, you can play at that level, because 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies people with the right skills and experience and invites them to apply to your job. To try ZipRecruiter for free, our listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Finally, baseball is back. Swing into the season with tickets to the action. Plus, with basketball and hockey heating up, now is a great time to experience a game. Vivid Seats is proud to be the official ticketing partner of ESPN. From on the glass to in the stands, Vivid Seats has great ticket prices to all the games. Every crack of the bat, every dribble down the court. Catch it all with Vivid Seats. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
Hey, at least we're still enjoying baseball on a Saturday night, right?
Even if it is T-ball.
Go, Timmy! Yeah, but tickets to the majors are just so expensive now. And who knows, maybe we're seeing a pro in the making.
Sure, in like 20 years.
How is he safe?
Boo! This ump stinks!
The ump is only 14. We don't really do that.
Oh, my bad. You're doing a great job, ump.
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice. So save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back 3:44, Gym Class on KGYM. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as we talk golf with you, looking ahead to the PGA Championship. Talked a little bit about Oak Hill, and we'll talk about the tournament. If you have a question for Brian, we've been answering questions, four or five of them so far here. Go ahead and get it to us via text or via the phone line at 319-366-1600. Again, that's 319-366-1600. The weather for Oak Hill, and this is what's going to be the big factor. Going to be chilly tomorrow. Remember, this is, and I did not really realize this, Rochester is even slightly more north than Buffalo. Keep that in mind.
They're in Canada.
On Lake Ontario. Oh, yeah, it's about 20, 30 miles north of Buffalo as far as longitude is concerned. And they were wearing stocking caps today out there doing some practicing. Tomorrow's supposed to be 63, but frost in the morning. So what time does Zach tee off? He's
6:55 Central Time.
Correct.
7:55 out there.
I think he's, and like you and I talked about earlier, Brian, they're not going to send them out if there's obviously frost out there, but they're
dangerous to the golf course.
Yeah, right? They're going to be nice to them, and I would be very shocked if they get off tomorrow at the stated time. I think they're probably going to delay it a little bit. So it's going to be cool tomorrow, but sunny, not a lot of wind. Friday is going to be the best day, but it's going to be windy. It's going to be sunny and 78, 15 to 20 mile per hour winds, gusts 25 to 30. And then the front moves in Friday night, showers, cloudy, gusty winds on Saturday at around 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, bring it on.
And then Sunday, sunny and 71, going to be beautiful. On Sunday, if you can make it.
My favorite part is that they have to play in this. It's like when we have a day that we get to play golf, and it's our only day to play golf, and we have to show up and play in it because that's our day, right? They finally have one of those because, really, honestly, when's the last time we watched them play any really adverse conditions?
There's some complaining going on. Even Tony Finau had a complaint. He said,
they all live in warm conditions. Yes. Every one of those guys, not all of them. You know, we had a few odds and ends there, like a Steve Stricker still lives in Madison, you know, but I'm sure he has places he goes during the winter to keep playing. But most of these guys live in really good conditioned areas, and they're not used to getting outside of that because as they move the tour around the country, they typically are moving into perfect conditions for that part of the country all the time. That's why they run the tour the way they do. And going up to upper New York, basically Canada, is going to be some adverse conditions. They're going to have to play in our kind of conditions. It'll be tough for the golf course maintenance crew to maintain the golf course at their level. They're going to play something a little bit different than what they're used to.
Yeah, the needle's being thrown at Scott right now.
Yes, I know.
How do we think show favorite Brian Hartman will do? He picked Brian Harmon.
Yeah.
To win the Masters.
Right.
And well, I don't know. I think he was my outsider.
And he did well the next week.
Oh,
right?
The next week. Yeah. He was almost perfect up at Hilton Head. Looking at future PGA locales, it will be in Louisville next year or Louisville at Valhalla. Back to Quail Hollow in 25. They will go north again in 2026, though, to Aronimink, which is outside Philadelphia.
Okay.
So not quite as cold, but still, I want to see them. I don't want to see great courses in the north be completely neglected as a major site. I hate to see that.
I do too, and that's a date, though. The problem is the date.
Yeah, it's May.
Yeah, it's not that they're bad golf courses or that when they're playing them, they're not in their prime at that time.
So hard to pick a winner of this, Brian, because even the guys that have played there before, it's a totally different golf course.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We have to pick a mutter, right? Somebody that's willing to put on their rain suit and
Brian
go to work.
Arred.
Yeah. Let's put on our rain suit and go to work, right? They got to have that mindset. They got to have that, I want to win the PGA Championship in this garbage, I guess, for lack of a better term, because it's going to be cold. They're going to see everything.
The rough is high. It is thick.
Right.
Because it is early,
early
in the year. And I was watching on the Golf Channel, watching the practicing going on, and they were just dropping balls into the rough, trying to hack it out of there.
Wait till you add water.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
And wind.
Yeah, it just gets that much harder to get through.
Favorites for this, though. Rory's not playing real well right now. Jordan Spieth, watching him on the range today, that wasn't going real well, and he has an injured wrist.
I was hoping for, I was thinking Brooks until I really learned about the weather, for Brooks would be just a mindset. You know, does he want to play and does he want to win that? You know, if he's in the mindset of putting on his rain suit and going to work, he's gonna be strong, because he made a good run at the Masters and I see him doing it again.
I'll tell you what, Rory isn't having the best year, but they showed his stats the other day. Every category is near what he's done in the past except putting.
Yeah, he's
putting. He's like 170th in
poorly.
Putting. Just very bad.
Yeah.
And if he can straighten that out, I can see him contending, but not if it continues.
And he recently had a lesson with Tiger, too. He's really,
yeah, he did.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
He is working on it. And it can only get better for him.
Right.
Can only get better. If you look at past champions at Oak Hill, it's a very, very mixed bag.
It is.
You've had great players win. Lee Trevino, Jack Nicklaus. And then you've had Sean McKeel. The last two champions have been Sean McKeel and Jason Duffner, who have won majors at Oak Hill. Nothing against him. Jason Duffner was 21 in the world when he won, by
shot
the way.
63, I think.
Yeah, he had maybe, they were still talking about it last night, one of the best ball-striking weeks at a major that they have seen in the last three decades.
I think you have to throw that out because this is May.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know that, because those championships were all played in prime time.
And on a different golf course.
Right.
Basically. I mean, they haven't changed a ton. Taking out some trees. I know they've added one par three. They made, they took a hole and divided it. So it's a little bit different than it was. But most of these guys have not seen this golf course before. I'm going to throw out a name. I'm going to throw out two names. It's not Brian Harman, by the way. 5037. This might be the week for Xander. This might be Xander's week. Playing really well right now. He's going to win some majors. And he'd be my favorite. My 1B, Tyrrell Hatton. Playing well.
Okay.
Really well right now. I like Hatton.
I have a feeling it's going to be LIV week. The LIV golfers played very well at the Masters.
Right.
There's 17 of them in the PGA. I'm with Brian. I like Brooks Koepka. I don't know how mentally tough he'll be in these conditions, but he seems to have a different mindset in the majors and played well at the Masters. And I don't think I'd discount Dustin Johnson either. He's coming off a win on the LIV Tour in a playoff, playing better all the time. Sooner or later, in one of these events, we're going to have the LIV discussion. I think it's this week.
Ooh, all right. By the way, the LIV guys in the news conferences this
week. Yeah, they were. That was good to see.
It was good to see. And, you know, I think that still everybody is on their best behavior. And everyone's taking the high road just because it is a major. I mean,
on both sides.
On both sides. I would agree. Nobody has had any unkind words to say. And I think it's going to stay that way. Again, we'll see what happens.
I feel like the Masters set that stage for that.
I would agree.
And set the bar for every tournament, every major that they're invited to. I think the Masters set that bar.
Our friend Zach Johnson today had his news conference as the Ryder Cup captain coming up when the United States team goes to Italy. Had some very interesting things to say about how they're going to attack the Ryder Cup this year, get over there, play some practice rounds, et cetera, in Italy once everything is taken care of. But he also had a very interesting, and this is great for Zach, and I love it, because he said, you know what? He goes, don't count me out on this team yet. I want to make this team.
Of course he does.
I know, but Zach is...
try getting in the top 125.
Yeah,
first,
Zach's got a long way to go. Long way to go. But I would never... I'm never discounting him.
More discussion on the LIV players, you know, maybe playing in the Ryder Cup team. Brooks Koepka said, I want to make it tough on Zach. Maybe win a major or two and then see what he'll do. It's a tough spot for both him and Luke Donald.
Right.
And what will come to be on the Ryder Cup team. I mean.
It's not Zach's decision, though. Ultimately. I mean, he can give his input, but...
The PGA of America would have to decide that. Yeah.
Correct. And if Brooks Koepka, say, wins the PGA Championship...
That's a tough decision.
That's going to be awful difficult to keep him off the team.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the best players in the world. Do they have to be PGA Tour players?
I mean, do you want your best players, right?
Right.
You want your best players to be representing your country. So... We'll see. What's going to be the winning score this week? Would you take 5 under right now?
I was going to say 6.
I might go 8.
Two a day.
I'm going to go 8. You give me 8 right now, I'm taking it and running.
Yeah, I think 8 should do it. I think
now watch somebody throw a 64 up on Thursday.
They could, right? If they get the best part of the draw, they could.
What you said, Mark, is probably going to be afternoon, morning.
I think so.
Yeah. If they're hot, then that could actually win it for them. And all you got to do is just hang on.
Yeah.
Get through Saturday and try to get into Sunday within a handful of the lead. I think that's going to be
I didn't look at the late latter part of the weather, but, you know, if you're in the lead going into Sunday, I'd like to think these fronts are out of there.
Very true. All right, Brian, for, let's see, for 7508 and others, tell us a little bit about Lake House Sports before you go.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. So, we're located in Coralville, just off that Coralville strip there, and 965, and got an indoor and an outdoor facility over at Saddleback in Solon. So, the indoor facility in Coralville is all geared up with TrackMan and all the big screens and obviously all the fitting equipment and anything we need to use to get your swing better. And then we do exactly the same thing out on the golf course or on the practice range at Saddleback as well. So I can bring all that equipment over to there too. So we can do it in and out. So when you're working on your mechanics, the indoor part is nice because of all the big screens and you can really see yourself and work on your mechanics. And then some players are just ready to be outside and watch the ball flight.
There you go.
Website is...
It is lakehousesports.com.
Perfect.
Check it out, lakehousesports.com. And get better, Brian. Get better, man.
Yeah. Just I feel good. It just, I lost my voice.
And your wrist.
And my wrist, yeah.
You and Jordan have the...
Yeah, it's funny. It's definitely a golf thing. It's not all the other silly things that I like to do. It's definitely a golf thing because after golf, that's when it bugs me and nothing else I do, it bothers me. So... Mm. I'm not sure what I did to it.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow. Some horse racing. Barry Abrams will join us on the program. We'll take a look ahead to the Preakness Stakes coming up tomorrow on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight at 7 o'clock. Miami and Boston going at it from Beantown. Hope you enjoyed it. Back tomorrow at 3. You've been listening to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Broken bricks, falling fences, damaged doors, Gorilla Glue. Of course.